Yeah, the Gemara here in Ayin Aleph from the base says, Kidamar of Kahana, Damar of Kahana, Hanas Tashmishi Allah, the Kaifu Misham Shoto. Hanas Tashmishi Allah Yafir, Tishain Machilu Lodom Dabra Asrlo. So the Gemara says that the woman said to her husband, she wanted to ask her Hanas Tashmish. So the Gemara says that the netter is chal. If the Baal wants to be made for, he can be made for the netter. However, halacha lemaisa, there's no isser for him to have tashmish with her, but he can't be kol for her to have tashmish, because ein machilin la'adam davra asr lo. So this is what the Gemara says, that the netter takachal hanas tashmish chalai. So the Ran and the Dorim on Tetvavim and Beis, Dibra Maskel, the Ha, Minatira, asks Akasha that Lechura, we have a famous principle in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Kaf Ches of Mitzvah Lav Lehenes Nitnu, whether the Mitzvah is Puruvura, Ona. Why is the Netter Chal, Lechura, it's Mitzvah Lav Lehenes Nitnu? If a person takes a Netter not to hear a shofar from someone on Rosh Hashanah, and he says, he takes a Netter, for example, the Netter is he doesn't want to have Hanah from Mr. X, and Mr. X is the Baal Tokeya. So the Gemara says you can hear Tzkiya Shofar from the Baal Tokei, because mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. Rashi writes, mitzvahs Hashem were given to accept the old malchus shamayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzvahs are not hanoi. And since mitzvahs are not hanoi, so therefore we have this principle of mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. They're not defined as being hanoi. So the Ran asks, based on that klal, why is the netter here chal that we should assume there's a puruvu, there's oneh, Mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu, and therefore, so why do we assume that it's going to be considered to be usher? That's the kasha of the Ran. So the Ran answers the following chiddush. The Ran says that we never say mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu if the mitzvah is based on hana. Since the mitzvah puruvu or ona is based on hana, so therefore you cannot say that the mitzvahs Lomais are not lohana. The getter of the mitzvah is l'shem hanoah. Since the getter of mitzvah is l'shem hanoah, therefore lohaloche, we assume that the klal of mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu does not exist. And then the Ran brings a raya from the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, where cases a guy takes a netter not to have hanoah from a certain mayan or a certain mikveh. So the Mishnah, the Gemara quotes a brayson and says, Beferish, that in a situation in the winter months and the summer months, the din is different. We assume that in the winter months, he's freezing, he still goes, he's only going l'shem mitzvah. So in that case, that's a mitzvah. Mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu is mutter. But in the summer, not only is he doing it l'shem mitzvah, but he's cooling down because it's so hot out. And therefore, any time that the mitzvah has involved with it hanoya, we don't say the klal of mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. It's only if the mitzvah has nothing to do with the hanoah. Like, let's say, like the shofar in that case, then we'll say the klal mitzvah lav lehenes. But in this case, the puruvu, the ona, however you want to say it, is anchored based on hanoah, so you cannot say the klal mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. That's the raya that he quotes. So the Rashba in the Dorim there, on Tetvav, Amud Aleph, Tetvav and Mabez rather, Diramaskol V'Amar Rav Kahane, gives a different terrace to that kasha. And the Rashba writes, Beferish, that by the fact that he gives a different terrace to the kasha, all the Gedol Achronim write that the Rashba is cholik on the Ran, and the Rashba writes that even a mitzvah that is based on Hana, we still apply the principle of mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. He doesn't say it beferish, but vibalt that he gives a different terrace to the kasha, which we'll say in a second. The fact is that he holds even a mitzvah based on Hana, we still apply the principle of mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. And therefore, he says, what's the pshat with our Gemara? The reason why the netter is chal is because he's not mechuyev to mekayim the mitzvah with this specific woman. He could fulfill the mitzvah with another woman. And therefore, since it doesn't have to be done with this mitzvah, with this woman, Lamaisa, the netter is taka going to be chal. But in general, we see clearly that he holds that mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu can apply to mitzvahs even if the mitzvah is hanah based. That is Nechleku Ran V'Rashba. A mitzvah that has Hanah based, do we apply the principle of mitzvah lav lehenes tinu? The Ran says we do not. The Rashba says that we do. How does the Rashba get out of the riot from the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah? So I heard many years ago from Rav Shechter Shlita, he pointed out that if you look at the Meiri in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Kof Chesem and Av Tiramaskal Hamuder, it's on page 84 in the Meiri. The Meiri quotes the following, that the Rashba will learn the reason why in the winter months, in the summer months rather, it is Usser, because we said in the summer months it's Usser, it's getting Hanah. So the pshat in that b'raisa is because you get Hanah after the mitzvah is done already. When you come out of the mikveh, you're cooled down. It's not simultaneity at the same time the mitzvah and the Hanah is happening. The Hanah happens afterwards. So that's why it's a breach of the netter. That's why it's usher. But in a chanami, if the mitzvah and the Hanah are at the same time, we apply the concept of lav lehenes tinu. It happens to be, though, he gets Hanah when he comes out of the mikveh. Memela, that's why it's usher. That's how the Rashba would get rid of the raya of the Ran. He'll say like the Miri in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So what emerges is this Machlokes. So there's a kasha I saw. I recorded an article in the Beis Yitzchak in Yevamos. The Chasam Sofer also asks it. The Bris Avram is quoted, one of the Gedolei Achronim. The Chasam Sofer asks a kasha on the Rashba. We all know that the model makor of Esed Dochalota saying Yevamos and Dalan and Beis is Sitzis and Kilayim. Sitzis the Esed, Kilayim the Lav. And if you hold like the Rashba that Mitzvah Lav Lehenes Nitnu applies even when there's Hanoah, so they ask Akasha that the Pasha says when you put on Sitzis, you get Hanoah. So if you get Hanoah when you put on the Sitzis, and any time that you have a mitzvah based on Hanah, the mitzvah in a sense is miskaber, and the Hanah falls away, how can that be the model marker for Esed Dochalot? It should be no Isser Kilayim at all. And therefore, the Isser Kilayim is totally in Hanah, but since we're saying that the mitzvah in a sense swallows that up and miskaber on it, how do you say it's a marker of Esed Dochalot? There's no Isser Kilayim at all in Gansen. Now, the premise of that kasha, one could argue with and say that, you know, there's an Isser Hanah vis-a-vis the Kilayim. There's no Isser Hanah, there's no Hanah vis-a-vis the mitzvah. Because mitzvah, as we said, Lav Lehenesin applies when the mitzvah is even Hanah based. But their premise of the Kasha, the Bris Avram, the Chasam Sofer, are assuming that mitzvah Lav Lehenesin applies when there's a mitzvah that's Hanah based, and mainly the mitzvah swallows up the whole thing, so there should be no Nishkin Isser Kilayim. So how do you use that as a model for Esed Dochalot Haseh? That's the Kasha, all the yeshivas, the Bris Avram, the Chasam Sofer, ask this Kasha. All the yeshivas, they know this Kasha. As I'm saying, you could break that assumption, but we assume not that way. So the Avinezer and the Stipler and Siman Dalin give a teretz to the Kasha, and they want to say that the mitzvah of Sitzis is on the Sitzio. It's not on the Begin. Memela, it's hard to splice and say, you know, it's Lechur of Scheinberg, Zatzal writes and says it's very sure because Sitzis is a chelik of the Begin. But they want to answer that. Avnezim and Stipler want to say the mitzvah's essay is on the Tzitzio, not on the Begin. The Isser Kilayim is in the Begin. So Memela, since they're not on the same Chefsa, Memela, you cannot apply this principle of the Rashba and then ask how could one Tzitzis and Kilayim be a model for Esed Dochalot Haseh. Okay. Like I said, it's a Chiddush. And Rav Scheinberg points out Tzatzal in his Sefer Mishmer Schaim that he thinks it's difficult to assume. So he wants to see a different shot. He wants a tiny to front for the Kasha, interesting teretz he wants to tie in. He wants to say that when do we apply this Rashba, that mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu is said on mitzvahs that are even Hanah based. So he wants to say, beferish, that it depends whether the Hanah is part of the, is essential to the mitzvah. If the Hanah is essential to the mitzvah, then we apply the principle. If the Hanah is not essential to the mitzvah, then we do not apply the principle. For example, there are many Gedolim, like the Gaon of Yom Tov writes, Halakas Neiris. Halakas Neiris, the nature of the mitzvah is L'shem Hanah. So in that case, we do not apply the principle of mitzvah Lav Lehenes Nitnu, because it's Hanah based. The Hanah is quintessential. It is L'ikuvah. There's an Imri Bina that says Suda Shabbos. We don't apply the principle of Mitzvah Lav Lehenestinu. Because it's Hanaz is essential. It's quintessential. It is Likuvah to the Mitzvah. Whereas when it comes to Peruvu, let's say, or what the Ram was talking about, Hanah might be a part of the Mitzvah, but Lu Yitzur, if there was no Hanah, there's still a Maisa, a Mitzvah, Peruvu. So he wanted to tie in an interesting teretz l'maisa. He wanted to say that the way you can forever for it is in this vein, that the Ran only said his principle that mitzvah lav lenis can apply to mitzvahs that are hanah based when the hanah is not essential to the mitzvah. If the hanah is not essential to the mitzvah, then it's not considered to be what? It's not considered to be an issue of what we're discussing. When it's essential, when it's likuva, like we said by Suda Shabbos, like we said by Halakas Neiris, then in fact, Lamais, you're not going to say the principle. By Puruvu, the Hanah is not essential. It's not essential. On the Meila, you can use Shatnas and Sitzes as a model for Esed the Halotah, say, because Lamaisa, it's not considered to be what? Essential in the sense that you have to what? You have to have this considered to be Hanah. So that's the Chiddush that Rav Sheinberg wanted to tie in to frame for this. So just to close this Mahalich, yeah.
You don't need the Shavuot to be Iri.
I can't hear you.
Then you don't need the Shavuot to be Iri for mitzvah. There's not really all the time to fix things for that as well. It's not part of the mitzvah getting that as well. You don't need.
I mean, you could say a different way to slug up that riot. Okay, good. Very good. You're right, Ruf. Sarfapish just pointed out we have another way to slug up that riot of the rot. Okay. But I wanted to just close this part, this subtopic, with a very interesting Chassan Sofer that I saw. There is a Balamor in the end of Rosh Hashanah that says that this whole concept of mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu is only nemar and mitzvah theoraisa. But on mitzvah midrabanan, they're lehenes nitnu. On mitzvah midrabanan lehenes nitnu, therefore if a guy took a net or not to hear from the shofar after the 30 tkiyas, lemaisa, that would you have to stop listening. You'd only be able to hear the mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvahs d'rabbanan are lehenes nitnu, and you took a net or not to derive hanah from him. After the 30 tkiyas, you'd have to what? You'd have to leave and not hear it from him. However, you're going to define the mitzvah min ha-Torah. Many some there are showing to say you need 30. Okay, but the Chassan Sofer gives a makor fascinating for the Baal HaMor. The pasuk is in Parsh B'chukosai on the pasuk of v'chai behem. Loshon ha-pasuk asher yaseh behem v'chai behem. So the Chassan Sofer wants to say the makor of the Baal HaMor is from that pasuk, because the pashtus is that mitzvahs b'chai alma leike, schar mitzvah b'chai alma leike, what type of mitzvahs? Mitzvahs d'oraisa. There's no schar in this world. Only one olahaba. But mitzvahs midrabanan there is. So that's why the pasuk is asher yaseh behem v'chai behem. You should do them, Lamaisa, you'll get Hanoh in this world. The mitzvahs that are Shayasavim that the Chumim said based on Lo Sasser, you should do them so you'll get Schar, Halach Lamaisa. That's the Taich of the Pasuk. It says, a mitzvahs are Shayasavim, Vachai Bahem. You'll live by them. You'll get the Schar in this world, Lamaisa, you should not do them. And that's where the Baal HaMor got his marker that Schar, mitzvah, Vahayam Alek is only mitzvah the Eraisa. Mitzvahs the Rabbanan are Lahenos Vinu, and Lamaisa, Vachai Bahem, should do them because you'll take get Schar in this world as well. So that's the first mahalach on mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. The Gemara here on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, when the Gemara quotes regarding the halacha that the woman is not practicing taras mishpacha. Gemara says, "Misham shaso nida hechi dam yidi yada ba nifrish. If he knows she's not, let him leave, go away from her. Yidi lo yada." If he doesn't know, then he can rely on her. Nismuchala Adamar Khanina Barkana Mashmul Minaila Nidish's first last Mishnamra Safallah Shivas Yamim Lola Atzma. So here the Gemara says that she has a mitzvah Lamaisa to count, and we believe her. Tulsa's here in Gittin, not here in Xubis, but Tulsa in Gittin here on Bezum at Bez, Dibra Maskal, Eid Echad says, Mikan, this is the marker for Eid Echad Nema Bisura. Famous klal all over Shas. He says, you see from this din, v'safra lo l'atzma, that this is the makor for Eidach HaNema Bisur. So Rashi, it's interesting, in two other places in Shas, gives a different makor. Rashi and Chulin and Daf Yudah Medbeis says the shachar has been a bakar and the kohen can eat it, relying on the zar's shechita. And Rashi and Yevamis on Pechesim and Af gives a svara that if you invite me over to for a meal, we can assume that you're shomer kashrus. It's a svara, and therefore I'm allowed to eat. You have a nemanus b'isur. So Rashi gives a pasuk and Chulin gives a svara, but he shies away from Tosus's marker. So why does he? So one of just ma'orir, it could very well be as follows, that Rashi in Gittin on Vav Amud Beis, the Ramaskul Gili Arayas says in a Meir Adika thing, Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Esfand the Arayasa makes this deal. It's amazing. The Gemara in Gittin Vav Amud Beis says you should never, as a husband or a Baal Boss, instill extra fear in your home, because it'll lead to Chilul Shabbos, Shvichas Dam, and Gili Arayas. So how does Rashi touch Gili Arayas? He says it's the middle of the winter, and she's freezing, and she's going to lie to the husband she went to mikveh, and he'll end up living with her, and that's an isser needed. The Gemara calls it Gili Arayas. So Rashi holds that the isser of need is in Gili Arayas, it's at Dvar Irva. We know the famous call Ein Davar Shibir V'Pokas Mishnayim. So Rashi, Lamaisa, Lishitoso, we want to suggest, shies away from this makor that Tosis gives for Eidach Hanan Mibisurin. Yisurin as opposed to Erva. Rashi holds that the din of need is an Erva. Like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisus, Pirak Aleph, Halacha Hey, he writes, Beferish, any type of beer that's a chi of kars is called Arayas. And he says it also in Pirak Dalad later, Halacha Yibbeis. He writes, all Arayas, there's no Tfisus Kedushin. He says, Chutz Mi Nida. He's Kimat Beferish saying that a need is an Erva. This sort of need is an error. So Lamaisi, he writes in the Fersh and the Beis Yosef, holds like that Ladin in Yordea Kufsim and Kufzadi Hey, that Shilas of Yarav Yavor, the Isser of need is like Arias, and you have to give up your life. I'll be Alokhin. So that's what we want to suggest, that Rashi Lishitasso has to give two other Makairas. He gives a Pasuk or he gives a Svara, but he shies away from this marker because it's Tak. It can't be a marker for his serve because he held the issue of need is considered to be an Erva. However, Tosos Lishitoso, Tosos held that a need in Isser Nida is not an Erva. The Pneoshu and the Chuvis and Ibn Ezra has a long Arichas on this, and the Rabbeinu Tam and the Sefer Yasher, basically the Pshat and the Taisin Yavamas on that phase went off the bottom of the Yomid, that the Isser of Need is not an Irva, and there would not be a din of Yarav Vol Yavor. The Meila, since he doesn't view the Isser of Need as being a halacha of Irva, he can use this Makor V'Safra Latzma as being the Makor for Eidach Hanan B'Surim, without a doubt. And the fact that there's Tfisus Kedushin by Nida is an indicator that it's Taka, not an Irva. According to Rashi and the Rambam, they're going to have to say that, you know, Tfisus Kedushin is an exception, because all Arias says there's no Tfisus Kedusha except for needed. That's what you're going to have to say. But the Tosfos will say it's an indicator. It shows the fact that Tfisus shows you that it's not an Erva. And then Tosfos can give it as a marker. According to
Rashi
holds Lamaisa that that's considered to be an Erva. That's because it's not an Irva. Need is not, according to Rashi, need is an Irva, Lamaisa. But not based on this marker, Lamaisa. Eidach and Emim Misur is based on a Pasuk, based on a Svara. But not by this, Isser Need is not a Makor. This is just a special Jerusalem custom, a Safra Lalatzma, special din. We're going to say why Tosfos doesn't like those two Makoros. But this can't be a special, this is not a global universal din that Eidach has never been sure. It's a limited din, it's Safra Lalatzma. Despite the fact Rashi and Ram say it's an Erva, there's a localized Nemonis. You can't use it as a Makor, Eidach and Misur, and call it Torah Kula. It's a special exception. In the same vein that Tfisus Kedushin is an exception, despite the fact that it's an Erva, this is also a special exception, the Safra Lalatzma. Those are exceptions to the rule. Okay. Why is it the Ramban says, very interestingly, the Ramban in Gittin is Masbir. It's very interesting. Lamaisa. Why is it that we would not want to go lamaisa. What's wrong up your svara that we wouldn't want to use this as a makor? So it could very well be lamaisa. It's like the Ramban says, since she's believed lamaisa for herself, she's got to believe for her husband. The Ramban says it's impossible. You could always have two people around watching when she has, you know, when she has a menstruation, when she goes to mikveh, it's impossible. And plus the fact that tumas yotze migufa, you have no choice but to what? You have no choice but to limit it, lamaisa, and say in this case that she has nemanus. When you shech someone else as being neman on you, it's different, lamaisa. The chasam sofer is masber because it's built in based on the fact. The fact is that the tumas yotze migufa, and there's no other way that her husband could be able to live with her without her having some nemanus. So that's why the Ramban says that you box in that this is considered to be a special, unique case. That's how the Ramban says. Said such a svara. We talked that she's neman al atzma, she's neman what? She's neman on her husband. But the truth is shchituk is the same thing. It's different here. The tumas yotze migufa, and there's no one that could be around her all the time. So lamaisa, by definition, there's good reason to box in this what? This chiddush. Okay, that is lishitoso. Can you use this as a what? As a makor. Okay, as to whether need is an irvah. Okay, now if you look at the Taisus, third mahalik now. The Safra Lola Atzma. Taisus asks, Vim Toimar, Amai Ein Mevarchin Al Sfirasa, Kamosha Mevarchin Al Sfirasa Omer, Daksi V'Safra. Why doesn't she have bracha? Why doesn't she say a bracha when she counts Shivinikin? The Yesh Lomar, Dei Mevarchin Al Biyovo, Shemarchin Beisim Mechol Shana, Shiyolam Yuchal Limsnos Aseder V'Chin Omer. Aval Zavashim Tirevitisra Ein La Limnos. So, in the Masorah Shashas, he quotes the Shlach Kodesh. So what was Tosis Kasha? Why doesn't she say a bracha? Like we find by Sfiras Omer. So Tosis says, we always say the bracha on Yovel, that they count every year, and they can do the Seder like the Omer. But Azava, she might see blood, and therefore it cancels the whole thing. So the Masorah Shashas quotes the Shlach Kodesh. He says, Ein la Levarech. But the Shlach Kodesh is a famous din, it's not so well known, in Shara Osios, that Azava should count the Shivanikim Bepet. And that's how he learned the Tosis. Ein lo levarach, but there's a mitzvah limnos. The truth is, Tosis Menachos actually says the same thing. He says there's a mitzvah limnos. Seems that way. So the Shlach Kodesh is quoted that there's a requirement to count bepet. The Notab Yudin, the Tshuvas, rejects it and claims that there is no such mitzvah. And he says, if there would be a mitzvah, why don't the Monah mitzvah, the Rishonim, quote it? There is no mitzvah. He says, the notion is the Torah is just saying to be aware of what's going on, that you're clean. There's no mitzvah you have to sofer it bepet. So machloikis lamaisa, how to learn up shot in the Taisus. But the pashas is the Ramban al Torah and the Chinuch say, just to make sure she's aware that she's clean. It's a big chiddush to say that there be a mitzvah that she has to count bepet. But the Shlach Kodesh says you have to teach lamaisa in your house that she should do a bepet. And the pashas is Taisus Menachos is saying like that. But as I said, Ladina, we don't necessarily accept it. But just Pshat and Taisus want to ask, what does it mean, Lamaisa, that by Sviris Omer, we're not concerned? Why by Shiva Nikim, she might see in Amapi Sosa? What about by Sviris Omer? You might forget day 20. Why is there no concern with that? Rav Scheinberg, Zatzal, points that out, Lamaisa in the Sefer has such a kasha. So I want to try to frame for that kasha based on a mahalach of the Rav Zatzal, Megabi Sfiris Omer. Why is there no such concern? Why is there no, let's say, God forbid, Rachmana Litzlan, during Sfira, a guy has to know, he has to go through a surgery. He knows from before Sfira begins, he knows on day 20 he's going to have to go through a surgery. So he's going to miss, he's going to be out of it for the whole day, 24 hours. He won't be able to count. So, what's pshat? Not from the 19 days, you shouldn't say a bracha. What's the pshat? So, we know that we paskin like the Bahag. The Bahag is quoted in Taisa Megillah and Taisa Menachos that if you forget counting at night, you can count in the day without a bracha, which allows you to count vayta with a bracha. So, where the Mishnah Berurah is masber that Bahag is, it really is based on a sveik sveikin. What's the sveik sveika? One suffix is the mitzvah only at night? Or is it even during the day? Or it's possible to say that each day is a distinct mitzvah. That's the sveik you have in the Bahag. And the Mishnah Berurah says that that's why if you accomplish counting the daytime, it allows you to count Vayikra with a bracha. Because it's very possible to say that, you know, each day is a distinct mitzvah. And also, it's a question whether the mitzvah is only at night or in the daytime. So the Rav Zatzal said he thought that was very difficult to say that was the sveik, that the Bahag sheet is based on the sveik. He never invokes the sveik. Doesn't say his sheet is based on sveik. Usually you have a sveik, you have different sheetas from different on different topics, and you come up with a psak. On one issue I hold like one sheet, to the other issue I hold like another sheet. The Bach never elucidated that his sheet was based on a sveik. So the Rav wanted to say, either you can view Sfiras Omer as one big mitzvah, or no, you can view it as 49 distinct mitzvahs. Each day is a separate mitzvah, but the Torah requires you to link all 49 together. And that's the nature of the mitzvah. And that Rav held the second Malach was the real marker. He quoted a few Marim HaKomis for that. Number one, the Torah quotes a Rav Saji Gaon that says that if you miss the first night, it's Likuva, the counting. Any other night you miss, it's not Likuva. So the Rav said if it's all one big mitzvah, who cares whether it's the first leg or the 30th leg you miss? The Rav said it's a pshat is that really the second Malach is correct. There are 49 distinct mitzvahs, but you have to create a linkage. You have to create consecutive digits, a series. If you don't have a number one, you don't have to have a PhD in math to say, if you didn't do number one, how do you start anything? That's the only one that's Likufa. If you miss something in the middle, still at least you have a Ritzifus. So that Rasaji going on Paskin. A lot of people actually talk and forget to count the first night because they're at the Seder. But we don't hold like that. We don't hold the first night, it's the only one that's not Likufa. But that's what he said the Lumdus was. The second marker he quoted is Rav Haigon, which we do hold like. Rav Haigon like says if you forget to say eight. So when you do nine, when you count nine, you say Etmo was eight, now I'm counting nine. The Bir Halacha quotes the Rav Haigon. What's the purpose in that? If it's all one mitzvah, it's done. You missed the eighth leg. But the Rav said if you hold that it's Ritzifus, that to give nine a context, you have to say yesterday was eight. Now I'm counting nine. That's how he said the Lumdus was. And then he quoted a third marker. The Morenu Shebedorenu, it's in the Chinuch and Shinvav, says if you miss one night, you can continue counting Vayikra. It's questionable, does he mean with a bracha? Because the rest of Klal Yisrael is counting. The Rav said, who cares if the rest of Klal Yisrael is counting? You missed one night. Each guy's got to count. What's the notion other guys are counting? How does that help you? So the Rav wanted to say, if you hold the second Mahalach, that really there's 49 distinct mitzvahs, but the Torah requires you to link him, maybe you could use the fact that the rest of Klal Yisrael is counting. That gives me the context of the linkage, and therefore I can count Vayikra. That's what the Rav wanted to say. So Memeil, once you say like this, Hashdol Ashes Lahaki, he wanted to say like this. He wanted to say that the Torah in the Pasuk is Mekasher Ketziris Omer with the counting. When is Ketziris Omer done? At night. The mitzvah Sayom, the key of my mitzvah, the points you get in Shemayim when you count are only at night. What do you accomplish by counting in the daytime? The Maisa Sphira. The Maisa Sphira keeps the linkage, the continuity, the Ritzifus going. So what the Bahag Pshat is that each day is a distinct mitzvah, but the Torah requires a linkage. If the Torah requires a linkage, so what you accomplish by counting at night is a key of mitzvah, get points at Shemayim. But if I miss the night and count in the daytime, I get no points at Shemayim. But I had a Maisa Sphira that allows me to count Vayikra. That's how he wanted for Emperor, the Machzor Vitri, quotes, Rashi's meaning was that in his community they would daven Ma'ariv early, before, let's say, 6 o'clock, and Rashi would announce, we'll count now without a bracha, and then later on it says, count Vayikra with a bracha. So Rashi says, b'monaf shach. If you hold after plag, they daven Ma'ariv after plag, say, perfect 12-hour day, after 4:45, they daven Ma'ariv after plag. So Rashi says, if you hold it's nighttime, count with a bracha. If you hold, you have to wait Vayikra, then we accomplish it. So the Rav said, the Pshat and Rashi is exactly like this. Just like the counting during the daytime creates a Maisa Sphira, a linkage for the Bahag. So for Rashi, counting after what plag creates a Maisa Sphira that if you forget the whole next night and the next day, you could still count Vayikra. Because we know in areas like other areas that after plag, it's Makusha with the next day. Right? What's the earliest time you can Makabel Shabbos? From plag on. So you see from 4:45 to 6, that window is already Makusha to the next day. So that's the Lumdus, Rashi said. That's the Lumdus that the Rav said. Memeilu, the Mechasidic has a suffix. He says, a cotton then is it's Niskadal, the Tocha Omer. What's the din? So he has a pilpul. His bar mitzvah is at day 30. Mechasidic has a suffix in Shinvav. First 29 days, he wasn't Mechuyev. So if the first 29 days he wasn't Mechuyev, when he comes in, how can he say it with a bracha? So he's mistopic. In the end, he says you say it with a bracha. But he has a side to say you usher him in the world of mitzvahs. And he's going to count the first 29 days as a kat mitam chinuch. Day 30, you won't count anymore with a bracha. Day 30, you won't count. It's a strange thing. The Rav said no. He thought the minchas chinuch was wrong. That tzad is wrong. Even though minchas chinuch in the end, paskins, he says with the bracha. But that tzad in lamedus is wrong because the first 29 days, he have a maisa svira. He's a yid. Same thing even onay. The whole 24 hours, he's an onay. He could. The Rav said he should count. Don't say a bracha, but let him count. Let him do a maisa svira. He's not a goy. He said a gear, though, you could be machalik. A geir to count, if he becomes a geir day 30, his maisa sphere of a goy won't help. So based on this whole mahalach of the Rav, I wanted to suggest, maybe we could for emperor and say, you can't ask the kasha. A woman might see meeting the tistor, memela what? Memela, you cannot what? You can't count the maisa with a bracha. You can't count because it could go up and smoke. Why aren't you afraid a person's going to forget by sphere of somer? Even if they forget, but according to the Rav, each day is a distinct mitzvah on its own. It's much easier to say that each day is a distinct mitzvah. That what am I worried about? If you say it's all one big mitzvah, I get a bracha on each chelik, it's a little bit more difficult. But I think according to the Rav's vort, that each day is a distinct mitzvah, there's nothing to worry about. Even if you did forget, what are you worried about? Each day was a distinct mitzvah. I'm supposed to create a linkage for each one, and I got a mitzvah each day. So maybe, what should I be worried about whether there's a bracha? That's how I wanted to suggest to forever that kasha based on the Rav's mahalach by the mitzvah Sfiras Omer. Okay. And then the last mahalach I want to get to is a little bit weiter on the Gemara in the bottom when the Gemara introduces the din of Rosh HaParuah. Ezu das Yehudis Yotzev Rosh HaParuah. Rosh HaParuah D'Yeraisi D'Chziva Paris Rosh HaIsha The Torah be Azar Levinos Hashor Shalol Yotzu be Pruus Rosh Diarais. Okay, so it's interesting. The Rosh in Brachas says that a married woman has to cover her hair, but not a single woman. However, you look in the Rambam in the Tur in the Shulchan Aruch, seems to be that the requirement to cover one's hair is not just for a married woman but a single woman. So it's very difficult. So the Beis Shmuel and the Chalkas Mechokek both say that it's not referring to a married woman. It's referring to, it's not referring to a single woman, rather. It's referring to a woman who's a grusha or an almana, who's a pnuya. Such a woman has to cover her hair. That's how they want to suggest. And then there's a machloikis in the Gedol Achronim, if you have a ba'ula. A woman who's a ba'ula, must she cover her hair? Mr. Brewer says you can't force her to cover her hair. Mr. Brewer writes in Simenai and Hay in Orachayim. If she's not married, let's say she's a ba'ula. But when the Makabir and the Tur and the Rambam say to cover the hair, simple thing would seem even to say a single woman. They didn't mean a single woman. They meant a single woman who was what, a divorcee or a widow. And a ba'ula, as I said, is a machlokes mishabura against a chalkos mechokek and a beis shmuel. Okay. So this din that an almana must cover her hair, is that the araisa or the rabbanim? This halachim. So the Bach and the Gon say beferish that it's D'Araisa. They say beferish that it's D'Araisa. So there's a fascinating tshuva of Reb Moshe in the Igros Moshe and Ibn Ezra Chelek Aleph Siman Nun Zayin. He had a shiloh that an almana needed a parnasa. She had to work in an office and it's going to be difficult for her to cover her hair. So could she have a kula or not? So Reb Moshe is unbelievable. He says, in the Rashi, Dibra Maskel Azara, Rashi says, Azara mida avidina lo hachi lenavla, mida kedegin mida, kemosha astal lisanos al boila michlal da asar. She acted promiscuously in front of her person that she was mezana. Terrible thing. Therefore we do mida kedegin mida as the sota. Now we uncover her as a sultan. Beforehand, she had it covered. So Rashi says, V'chein Iker. Tup Shatim. He says, V'chein Iker. Why does he say V'chein Iker? So the Yeshua Siankiv says beautifully. He says, if you hold like the first pshat, it should be usher to use nice kalim, even for your husband. If that mice is a mice of preetzes, so it should be usher all the time, even for your own husband. We don't find that. That's why Rashi didn't like that first shot. And therefore Rashi didn't write that, like that first shot. He said what? He said v'chein what? He said v'chein ikur, that the second shot was the ikur shot. That was l'chur, the difficulty that Rashi had with the first shot, because it should be usur always to do that maisa, even with your own husband. We find that that's not true. So it could be, Rav Moshe says like this, he says, it could very well be that maybe you could say the following, that dealing with a woman that's married, l'maisa, that's taka nisid yiraisa, and you have to be machmer, you have to be machmer halacha l'maisa. However, and that's an isser, l'maisa, it's an isser. According to the first Lashon and Rashi, it's an isser, it's mamish an isser. So we have a shaila in hand about almana. So l'maisa, if it's an isser, subject to raisa l'chumra. You have to be machmir, and we would not, according to the first day in Rashi, be matar this almana regarding cover here. But according to the second Lashon Rashi, it's not an isser, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to have her hair covered. It's not an isser. And he says, if it's a mitzvah sase, what's the din? You're not mechuyev to lose more than a fifth. We learned that on Daf Nun. Hayabazmi Yosem Michomish. So this is parnasas, much more than a fifth. So he says, out's the fact that it's a mitzvah. Out's the fact that it's a mitzvah. Therefore, what? We could be meiko, and we could say that what? She could be meiko. She's an almana. So the truth is, Lamaisa, that's where Moshe has a kula based on these two Rashi, Moira Dika Rashi. So I saw the Machse Eliyahu has a tain on the Igris Moshe. He says, what do you mean? The Bach and the goat hold us the Arisa. The Bach and the goat hold us the Arisa. I can be Mako. It's the Arisa. Right? That's their tain. That's his tain. So my response back to defend Ramosha, Shkoyach, that it's the Arisa. But it's a mitzvah. It's not a misser. And if it's a mitzvah, and the Rashi, even if you hold like the going in the back, that's the Rashi, Rashi hold the ikrib shot as a second shot, that it's not an itzer, it's a mitzvah. Memeil, if it's a mitzvah, I don't know what his time is. Plus the fact that Rashi held that the second shot was the ikrib shot. He's not denying the fact. The Bach and the Gon might say that what? Might say that it's an Issa D'Yeraisa, but Ramosha would say Rashi holds that it's a Mitzvah D'Yeraisa, not an Issa D'Yeraisa. And Rashi's poskening like that. That's Rashi's psak. It's not an Issa, it's a Mitzvah. Memeila, Ayyabaz was Yosef Mechomish, you could be Mekel. And the Kasha was on the first Pshah, what I said. We should answer even the behavior with the Kalim Noim with one's husband. We don't find that at all. So I'm saying in Lum, this is the pashas that it is a mitzvah, not the nisr. Pashup shot. Okay, so that's the chiddush that Rav Moshe wanted to say, Lamaisa, in the tshuvas. Okay, all right, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good evening. Good Freilich and Chanukah. Yes. No, the pashtus is, no, by, he'll say by a married woman, it's an issur, right? By the almon and lamaisa, it could very well be.